Good afternoon, dear listeners, and welcome to RIM Radio, your trusted source for the latest national and international news coverage. This is Yusra Larjoun, your anchor in our daily newscast, live from our studios in Rabat. Joining me today on the coverage is Maryam Banaisa and Khawla Zitan on radio production for the headlines. Government Council approves amendment on mandatory basic health insurance. Morocco takes part in 112th session of Arab Economic and Social Council in Cairo. An internationally European Union authorizes new COVID-19 vaccine. Starting off on national soil, the Government Council, chaired by Head of Government Aziz Akhannouch, approved Bill 46.23 during Thursday's session. This bill amends and supplements Law 98.15 governing mandatory basic health insurance for self-employed professionals and self-employed independent professionals. More details with Maryam Banaisa.
The recently approved bill by the Government Council, 4623, incorporates the provisions of Law 6500 as amended and supplemented under Law 27-2020, specifically those of Article 3. Additionally, it establishes a model for classifying individuals based on their occupation, as well as the aforementioned provisions. This bill authorizes the National Social Security Fund to apply a new probationary period of up to 3 months to an insured person whose contributions have been suspended for a period of 12 months, starting the month after the situation has been resolved. It also includes provisions to implement subscription charges based on the insured highest flat rate income or contribution right when they are classified in multiple categories or subcategories or belong to a group of categories based on their profession or activities. It amends Article 29 to ensure that attestation of regular contribution payment is up to date.
During the same event, the Government Council received briefings on the Morocco-Cabo Verde Reciprocal Investment Promotion and Protection Agreement APPI signed on May 9th in Rabat, as well as on Bill 32.23, which approves the agreement and was presented by the Minister of Foreign Affairs, African Cooperation and Moroccan Expatriates, Nasser Bourita. This agreement demonstrates the mutual interest of both countries to enhance their economic collaboration and promote investment consistent with the economic, social, and environmental objectives of the Sustainable Development Goals, said government spokesperson Mustafa Beytes at a press conference held at the end of the council. The 112th session of the Arab Economic and Social Council at ministerial level began on Thursday at the headquarters of the General Secretariat of the League of Arab States with the participation of Morocco. Maryam Banaisa with the details.
At the 112th session of the Arab Economic and Social Council, Morocco is represented by Morocco's ambassador in Cairo and permanent representative to the League of Arab States, Ahmed Attazi. In an address to the session, the Secretary General of the League of Arab States, Ahmed Abul Ghait, pointed out that food security is directly linked to the stability of societies and represents an important pillar of the concept of Arab national security in its global sense, stressing that Arab cooperation and integration in this field have become an urgent requirement, a necessity dedicated by new circumstances and not a luxury or an object that can be postponed. Abul Ghait added that the issue of food security is firmly on the international and Arab agenda, particularly in the light of the worrying data relating to the grain trade and its supply chains, following the war in Ukraine, as well as other worrying indicators relating to the impact of climate change on the food security situation.
The destination is now New York. Abd Latif Jouahri, the governor of Bank al-Maghrib, is among the best central bank governors in the world, according to the latest ranking issued by U.S. magazine Global Finance. Jouahri earned an A granted by the New York-based magazine in its Central Banker Report Cards 2023, an annual assessment of central bank governors. Bank al-Maghrib is the only central bank in the Arab world mentioned in this ranking. The Central Banker Report Cards, published annually by Global Finance since 1994, grade the central bank governors of 101 key countries, territories and districts including the European Union, the Eastern Caribbean Central Bank, the Bank of Central African States, and the Central Bank of West African States. Internationally, the European Commission has granted authorization for a new COVID-19 vaccine, which specifically targets the XBB.1.5 strain of the Omicron variant of SARS-CoV-2, announced Friday the European Executive. This vaccine, Comirnaty, XBB.1.5, developed by BioNTech Pfizer, represents an important step in the ongoing battle against the virus, marking the third adaptation of the Comirnaty vaccine to address new variants of COVID-19, stated the Commission. The newly authorized vaccine is approved for adults, children, and infants over 6 months of age. In line with previous recommendations from the European Medicines Agency, EMA, and the European Center for Disease Prevention and Control, both adults and children aged 5 and older are recommended to receive a single dose of the vaccine, regardless of their previous COVID-19 vaccination history. This authorization follows a thorough evaluation by the EMA through its accelerated assessment process. The Commission stressed, noting that it had authorized this adapted vaccine under a fast-track procedure to enable member states to prepare their vaccination campaigns for autumn and winter in good time. Concluding this newscast in sports, as always, head coach Walid Regragui on Thursday said that the games against Liberia and Burkina Faso represent an ideal opportunity to discover new young players who can strengthen the ranks of the Atlas Lions. Quote unquote, "We need to integrate young players to discover their potential. The names on the list are logical from my point of view," stressed Regragui at a press conference held at the Mohammed VI football complex in Marmora. The Atlas Lions will play Liberia in Agadir on September 9th as part of the AFCON qualifier, and Burkina Faso in Lens, France on September 12th in a friendly game. And that wraps up today's news update. Thank you for joining us, and make sure to stay tuned for the latest national and international news and updates on RIM Radio. As for me, I'll see you again next week. Until then, have a great weekend.